In 2005, across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and Cuba, Hurricane Katrina devastated the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. Relief efforts poured in from around the country, including the Triad, and some of it came from fifth graders at Meadowlark Elementary School.
My children that year brought in their things, and we had a yard sale for folks to come in, and I believe we made $900.
Martha Bethel teaches fifth grade here, and the yard sale she was referring to was held in-house and only open to Meadowlark students. A few years later, she helped organize fifth grade students again to raise money for survivors of the 2009 Haiti earthquake. Then she thought,
wouldn't it be more child-centered if we put the notion in the children's head to go out and seek charities in the community, helping people here?
So in 2010, the school incorporated in the fifth grade curriculum an essay/yard sale project focusing on area charities. Each student writes essays on the charity of their choice, and from about 115, teachers select the best written, one representing each fifth grade class. Then these youngsters pitch their charity to the entire fifth grade student body, who in turn select one that will benefit from their now annual yard sale.
And then it's a win-win for everybody because they go home and clean out their closets and under their beds and excavate in the back of their room and find books and dolls and trucks and toys. And everything has to be priced between $1 and $5 in dollar increments. And we make insane money every year with selling child loot to children. And it's great fun. It is great fun.
This year, the class picked 10-year-old Hannah Smith's essay about HERO Incorporated, which stands for Horse Education and Rescue Organization. Hannah rides at Irish Oaks, and that's where she learned about HERO.
I have been riding since I was 3 years old, and I have always just been a really big horse lover. And I wanted to do HERO because it is not good when people abuse and neglect the horses, and I want to help put an end to that.
The group uses a barn just a few miles down the road from Meadowlark. HERO president and barn manager Leslie Hunt leads me into an open outdoor pen.
These are wonderful gate latches. Because you can do it with one hand when you've got hay and apples and things. Whoops.
The ground is muddy, and we step carefully to avoid cluster piles of orange-sized horse manure. Formed in 2007, this Winston-Salem-based nonprofit provides a safe haven, medical treatment, and rehabilitation for horses, mules, and donkeys.
Layla, Swahili for grandma. Isn't that right? And she's 21. She's a good girl.
Leela's ears stand at attention and slightly forward as she defensively steps back from my microphone. She was rescued 6 months ago. Hunt reassures the quarter horse by gently patting her golden brown winter coat.
We think she may have been in some sort of like a trailer rack or something, because everything was sort of condensed. She can't turn her head very well. Let me show you in here.
While walking towards her tail, Hunt lightly taps Layla's left side and then points to a moist, red open wound on her hip.
See this? Bed sores from lying down. And so one of the vets called us and said, you know, could we take her? And so we did. And all of this, you could see all of her backbone and her ribs and everything when she came. She's doing well.
Layla's 14 hands high and weighs about 850 pounds. According to Hunt, she should weigh at least 1,000. Most of these animals are legally seized from their owners because of neglect. Others were abandoned. So for their safety, HERO keeps the animals in a remote, undisclosed location. This work is why Hannah says she wanted to give a big donation to HERO, and with the help of her classmates.
The fifth grade participated in the yard sale, and we raised $2,558.61.
Last week, in Meadowlark Elementary School gym, Hunt accepted the donation from the young equestrian.
I mean, it means so much to be able to say, okay, we can go and buy some hay, rather than hoping someone will donate hay. Very often hay that is donated is last year's or 2 years' hay. Older hay is moldy. Horses cannot eat moldy hay. Make them sick.
Meanwhile, Hero is a hit with several Meadowlark fifth graders.
My name is Chris Boyd. I like the Hero horse because it talked about saving horses, like almost your pet, because that's your love of your family.
My name is Nia Grant. I wanted to be involved because I was helping animals, and it was one of my friend's organizations, and I had actually asked her about it before last year. So now I'm sometimes volunteering at Hero, helping out with some of the horses there.
And as for Hannah, she plans to spend a lot of time with these beautiful creatures.
And I have just really wanted to go to the Olympics because I've watched the horse Olympics.
In what category would you like to compete?
Hunter jumper.
After the games, Hannah wants to own a horse barn and be a trainer. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News in Winston-Salem.